for our visit with Quint Tatro of Jewel Financial. Quint, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, oil. Oil's up 1.5% back above $51 a barrel this morning. Pretty much everything else is flat, awaiting a slew of economic data. We have been relatively slow of late, but today we've got consumer price index, which is a reading on inflation. We have retail sales, we have University of Michigan sentiment, and we have business inventories. I also think it's worthy to note that this week we got a reading on the overall labor market, and we are now near full employment as our jobless rate is at a 16.5-year low of 4.2%. These are the positives that unfortunately don't get picked up by a lot of places, but the labor market is tight. People are working. It is an incredible statistic.
All righty. How about, say, a financial fact?
Sure. So the market, as we know, has been on a tear, but the sensationalism sometimes covers over the actual data. And I think it's important to people know, because I still see and hear and talk to people every day that are on the sidelines, have been on the sidelines. And I'm not saying now you jump in with both feet, but there are still segments of the market, particularly energy, materials, areas like that, that are providing value. But from February of 2016, just last year, the second month in, the market is now, the S&P is now up 41%.
Wow.
From that low, just in that time period. Obviously, it's been an incredible run since then, but 41% is just amazing.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
All right, Jack. Take care.
Bye-bye.